Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning, family. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you that your powers are null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Again, Proverbs, chapter 4. For the last few weeks, I have taught on the subject of the power of forgiveness and also disobedience, understanding disobedience and its importance and the consequences of disobedience. As I was meditating on what I should teach next, the Holy Spirit kept bringing to my remembrance the word understanding. So I believe he wants me to teach on that particular subject. All believers need to have divine comprehension of God's word available to them so they won't be deceived by any false teaching or actions of the evil one, Satan. And you should be able to give an answer to any spiritual question that might come up in conversation that you can address. So the title of this particular teaching that I'm going to begin today is simply The Importance of Understanding. Once again, The Importance of Understanding. So if you found Proverbs chapter 4, please go to verse 7. And it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Once again, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Now, we have four words in these two verses that I believe we should take notice of. And they are wisdom, principle, get, and understanding. Once again, the four words we should take notice of are wisdom, principle, get, and understanding. Wisdom means to be wise in mind, in word, or in act. Skillful, witty. The word principle means the first in place, time, order, or rank, beginning, chief, or first. The word get means to find for oneself, to gain, to procure, to obtain. And finally, the word understanding means the ability to comprehend, to understand a matter or riddle. These two verses are telling me we should have a regimen of study in order to get to a level of wisdom, which is our spiritual goal for us to obtain understanding. Amen. Again, these verses are telling me we should have a regimen of study. Every believer should have a certain time every day where they set aside a time to study the Word of God to get a level of wisdom, which is our principal goal for us to obtain understanding. Understanding is divine comprehension in our hearts that give us the ability to repeat something at will. Whatever you understand, you can repeat it over and over again, even under pressure. Let me repeat that again. Understanding is divine comprehension in our hearts that gives us the ability to repeat something at will. Whatever you understand, you can repeat it over and over again, even under pressure. Now, please turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Genesis, chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 26. And it says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Once again, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Now we're going to stop there. The Bible tells us that mankind was made in the image of God alone. So what is our image of God in man? The accepted view is that man's image encompasses certain morals, ethical, and intellectual abilities. We were made in the image and likeness of God. The scripture tells us everything was created after its own kind. So we were created after the image of God, not apes and monkeys. Amen. So, what is our image of God and man? At one point in man's history, we were at the same level of understanding as God before man disobeyed God's command and sin was ushered into the world. Understand consists of two words. One of the words is under and the other is standing. So we have a compound word. Under means to submit, and standing means point of view. So when you truly understand someone, the way they see it is the way you should see it. The way they say it is the way you should say it. The way they do it is the way you should do it. And the results they get are the same results you get. Why? Because we understand it. And in this case, we're talking about the Word of God. The way God sees himself, the way God does things, the way God tells us, the same way we should see it. We shouldn't see it any other way. If you do, then you do not have the divine comprehension or understanding. You are lost. Amen. Now, please go with me to the book of John, chapter 8. Understanding, divine comprehension in our hearts that gives us the ability to repeat something at will over and over and over, even under pressure. You found John chapter 8? Then we're going to read verse 32. And it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now that verse tells us you shall know the truth. It didn't say you should guess or speculate. No, it said you shall know the truth. Amen. I like that. God is letting us know. He's not playing around. The word is, this is the truth. Either you do it or you don't do it. Amen. The word of God free you from all the frustration and deceptions of Satan. But the reason many of you are still in that web of frustration and deception is that you don't seek wisdom and understanding. Yes, the word of God frees you from all the frustration and deceptions of Satan. But the reason many of you are still in that web of frustration and deception is that you don't seek wisdom and understanding. Frustration is the reward for a lack of understanding. Frustration is the reward for a lack of understanding. One who abides in the Word of God knows the truth. You are free from the bondage of sin. Obedience to the Lord means fellowship with Him, from protection from sin, experiencing His love, and understanding who you are, what you have, and what you can do in Christ. Let me repeat that. Obedience to the Lord and His word means fellowship with Him, protection from sin, experiencing His love, and understanding of who you are, what you have, and what you can do in Christ. See, many people don't know that you are somebody in Christ, that you have something in Christ, and that you can do something in Christ. Amen. But you do. God has given us abilities and gifts and talents. You have to understand that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Sure, we have to operate in this world system. We have to go to work. Our children have to attend school. And we have daily chores that causes us to interact with people who are not Christians and are being manipulated by this world system. Now, they might be good moral people and would never do anything wrong or harm anyone, but they still have not received Jesus as their Savior and Lord. So what do we as Christians do? What is our understanding of this process? Please go with me, please, to the book of James, chapter 1. Again, that's James, chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 16. James 1, 16. And it says, do not be deceived, my beloved brother. It says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Now, in case some of you don't know, that word deceive is a very powerful word. I did a teaching on deception, deceive, deceitfulness, anything in that family several years back. And I found out that the word deceive has 81 synonyms for the word deception. So if you don't believe you're being deceived, then the flim-flam is being ran on you. If you don't believe the flim-flam is being ran on you, then the okey-doke is being ran on you. If you don't believe the okey-doke is being ran on you, then the bamboozle is being ran on you. So there's so many other synonyms that mean the same thing as deceive and deception. You have to be extremely aware of being deceived. That's why it says, do not be deceived, my beloved brother. We know that deception can come in many forms, and one of those many forms are tailored just for you. It has strong fleshy desires, and its desires is to shift you as wheat. Please go with me to the book of 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to read verse number 16. And it says, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Remember, listen what it says. It says, for all that's in the world. So that's the only thing that's in the world. It's the lust of the flesh, it's the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Now, these are three ways of deception that the Christian can be lured away from loving God. The lust of the flesh refers to the desires for sinful, sensual pleasures. Amen. The lust of the eyes refer to covetousness or materialism. Someone who always has to have what your neighbor have just because he has it. You don't necessarily need it. You want it just because somebody else has it. Or it is the new computer or the new phone or the new whatever. You got to have it. It's material driven. And then the pride of life refers to being proud about one's position or title in this world. You know, you have to be the leader. You have to be the president. You have to be so-and-so. Do not be deceived, my brethren. Amen. Please do not be deceived. These fleshy desires have brought down many a person and civilizations. The way God sees it is the way we should see it. The way God says it is the way we should see it. The way God does it is the way we should do it. And the results God gets are the results we should get because we understand this word. Amen. So we have to understand his word. If we don't understand it, if we don't have divine comprehension, then we, believe me, we're not operating under principles of God's understanding. Christians have a habit of wanting to compromise the word of God. Christians have a habit into wanting to compromise the word of God. I heard a pastor say, if there are some things that you'll compromise to get, you're going to eventually lose it. Let me repeat that. The things that you compromise to get, you're going to eventually lose it. And Christians are going to have to understand to quit compromising the word of God. It's not that you don't love the Lord, but they don't understand the ramifications of their compromise. You compromise for something, eventually you're going to lose that. Please go with me to the book of Hosea, chapter 4. Hosea, chapter 4. Yes, the things that you compromise to get, you will eventually lose. So you found Hosea chapter 4? We're going to read verse number 6. It says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge or understanding. It says, because you have rejected knowledge. Christians, can you believe that, have rejected knowledge. God says, my people, he's talking about my people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. How are you going to reject God's knowledge? How are you going to reject the truth? You know what? It's done every day because we Christians, we have a free will. And unfortunately, some of us misuse that free will and we make the wrong decisions. Remember, the choices you make are long lasting and life changing. That's why you have to understand, you have to have that divine comprehension of God's word. So when you do hear it and you listen to something, you can understand what it's saying. Make sure it lines up the way God sees it, the way he says it, the way he does it, and the results he gets. If it doesn't, then you need to be very careful. Do not be deceived, my dear brother. Now please turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 14 through 18. And it says this. It says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Baal? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Verse 18, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. So we see here that we shouldn't have fellowship. We live in this world, so we're going to have some type of communication or interaction with non-believers, but we are not to set up camp with them. They're not to be our best buddies. You shouldn't be hanging out with them every weekend. You shouldn't be going to certain events with them. No, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You know, as I was studying this teaching, you know, I came across some comments from believers, not necessarily Christians. And the conversation was about associating with non-Christians. Now, I'm going to read a couple of them, and I want you to notice the answer and the subtlety of the compromise of the Word of God by these Christians. Now, here's one comment from one of the Christians. It says this. It said, that seems kind of dumb, though. Not saying the Bible is stupid, but we aren't better than anyone else. So because they don't believe in God, I don't have a close connection with them. I don't know about you, but I just want to be friends with anyone. So they saying just because they Christians, she can't have a close relationship with them. And she's saying she wants to be friends with everybody. So I guess she wants to be friends with Satan, too. Go ahead. Just go on and be friends with him. God tells us, if you come close to me, then I will come close to you. And he says, I don't want to be that person always nagging them about Jesus. That's how you make them hate Christians. Well, the word of God never told us to nag anyone. He says, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify our fathers in heaven. So your light should shine before men. You don't have to nag them about anything. Your lifestyle will bring them to Christ. Amen. So you can see how subtle she is. She wants to be friends with everyone. And you can't be friends with everyone. Amen. You have to come from among them. Amen. All right, then. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Evil company corrupts good habits. So you have to understand, you know, even though you might think you're strong in the word, Satan's been around this for a long time. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for this message. But please join us next week when we continue our teaching on the importance of understanding. But until then, remember these words. We walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.